Copycat Electioneering by Alan Thomas. As the old joke goes, how do you know a politician is lying when their mouth is moving? But what do we do as the American people when a candidate is constantly talking but not saying one original thing? Enter Kamala Harris in the entirety of her campaign. The Democrat National Convention recently took place, and even with the majority of a complicit media in its pockets, reporters still had nothing to report. You would think after enacting the coup of a century, there would be more to say. Yet the only thing the Democrats are vying for are power and more control of the media. The Harris campaign is saying nothing, standing for nothing, and even stealing platforms from the Trump campaign. Kamala has been conspicuously quiet for 4 years. Now she wants to speak up and out, and all she is saying is she is not Trump, yet silently she is stealing some of his ideas. If Trump is the bad character that Harris, the media, and the Democrats relentlessly profess, why is she copying his homework? The joke is playing out, but I fear it is we, the American people, who will be left crying and Kamala weirdly laughing in November if we do not start to see past the manipulative media and begin to investigate who this person truly is that is running to be the next president of the United States. Perhaps the first evidence of copycat electioneering happened while Biden was still in the race and was facing decreasing support across the nation. With immigration numbers so abysmally abhorrent that even CNN could not spin it, the Biden-Harris administration subtly used executive authority to shut down the border to asylum seekers who crossed the border illegally. Of course, this action had previously been taken by Trump to successfully stem the border crossings. So why would the Biden-Harris campaign need to take this action again? Quite simply because it was part of their campaign promise in 2019 to reverse the Trump rules and enforcements made at the border, and merely a few months into their administration, they did exactly what they promised and reversed Trump's order. Isn't it odd that for 3 years, the current administration allowed nearly unfettered border crossings, but as soon as an election year hits, they start enacting identical Trump policies? Perhaps they are hoping the uneducated voter will hear reports of how much illegal immigration is down this year and believe that the current administration has a good plan? Or maybe they see the value in the policies and the error of their ways and decided to reverse course and enact common sense policies. Color this commentator suspicious on not only the timing, but also on the rhetoric used for the past 4 years. Even if we give them the benefit of the doubt, taking 3 years to learn a policy is ineffective, is much too long, and the public should not elect people to positions of power who are incapable of learning from mistakes. So that brings us to the next act of plagiarism. No tax for tips. When Trump unveiled this proposal early in his campaign, the mainstream media universally either ignored it or said it was a crazy idea. Now that Harris has copied this mantra, the media has largely backed it. What an odd thing to do, declare Trump as an anti-democratic, heartless, hater of the American people, and completely and obviously steal part of his platform when it seems to be popular. Plagiarism is one thing to be concerned about. The other is the Harris campaign's serious lack of any policy. They are running on the fact that she is not Trump, and the media is completely complicit in advertising and lauding a candidate with little to no moral fiber and zero individual thought. Mainstream media might as well attach a D behind its name, as it has magnificently become the extension of the Democrat campaign apparatus. As we will see in the next example, the media is completely willing to flip their narrative when a Democrat nominee is proposing a similar policy to a Republican. In one of the most remarkable examples of one-upmanship, media duplicity, and theft of campaign promises, we now turn our reasoning minds to the topic of child tax credits. When Vance suggested that he wanted to raise the child tax credits to $5,000, the CNBC headline noted it would be difficult and a non-starter for the economy reboot, while others simply turned their cheek to the family values nod and labeled him a woman hater. Not 2 days later, Kamala's team came to the table and raised it to $6,000. Now the media is deceitfully reflecting it as a brilliant bipartisan proposal. And after researching and reading many articles about the subject, the articles were written in such a way that the casual reader would get the impression that the copycat was actually the Trump campaign. The manipulation of the Kamala swindle is in full swing, and we are being taken on a doozy of a loop-de-loop. It is imperative that the public is made aware of the dishonesty and treachery of both the media and the Kamala campaign. Otherwise, we will get 4 more years of unaffordable energy and groceries, coupled with an inescapable recession. As obvious as the grift is, that still leaves us in the dark for what Kamala is truly for. So, let's take her at her word when she was trying, incredibly unsuccessfully, to win the office of president the first time in 2019. She campaigned on the elimination of private health insurance, banning fracking and most of the oil and gas industry, and mandatory gun buyback programs. Of course, she has flipped her position on all those policies this go-around. But the current administration has shown its true colors, and those colors are beyond expensive for the common American citizen. We have had to endure record inflation on our everyday purchases, systemic border issues, and progressive virtue signaling for 4 long years. Their Inflation Reduction Act did anything but reduce inflation, thanks to Kamala's final vote. They pumped the economy with trillions of dollars and now have the brilliant idea to try and buy your vote by offering universal basic income or first-time home buyers with free monetary assistance, which, my fellow millennials, may get you into your home, but not without the price tag of a higher price on your everyday living and a debt upon your children's lives. We need to be smart enough to see this for what it is, a bribe for a vote. Harris is showing us what she stands for and who she will stand on to get the presidency. I ask you to really think about what it is that you stand for and if it can be bought. I pray America is wise enough to see through the lies and deceit of Kamala and keep her expensive, non-working ideas out of the White House in November.